You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action in the Curragh. Good card to look forward to there, including Pattern Racing. And my name is Mark Walton. And joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Very well, buddy. You, yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Keeping well?
Yes, not too bad at all. Looking forward to today, actually. The Curragh, the card there, is pretty special, isn't it, today?
Yeah, it's scintillating stuff. Yeah, the Phoenix Stakes for two-year-olds has brought together some of the very best youngsters we've seen so far this season, and then we get a real clash of the older generations in the at the Phoenix Sprint. Of course, we've got the old boy Marek, Anthem Alexandra, and interesting runner down at the bottom as well. One of the three-year-olds, which I've been speaking quite highly of this season, Fort Delaro, will obviously get a chance to see how she does in her first starting Pattern Company.
We will. That comes up later on in the card, but let's get stuck into it. The first race is the 220, and we start here with a EBF maiden over a mile, and Cole Porter heads the market at 5-2. It's 9-2 for Almanara. Stella Mass is 6s, 7s for Beacon Rock, 8-1 for Sea of Mystery, 9-1 for Restive, and 10s or bigger prices for the others. Not too much form to go on in the open, Andy. Who do you side with in there?
Yeah, well, we'd probably stick with the tried and trusted formula, really, of going with Aidan O'Brien in a race like this. He won it last year, of course, with John F. Kennedy. So you'd like to think that he's representative this year. Cole Porter would certainly be good enough to follow suit, similar to that horse last year. He's by Galileo. And he's obviously, you know, packed with stamina as well. It's the first mile two-year-old contest of the season. And although we know we don't want to be getting too overboard about an unraced horse up against a lot of unraced types, this certainly looks a very, very intriguing race. A lot of the big yards are represented. I notice that John Ox and Jim Bulger both have a couple of horses in there by Sea of the Stars, at Sea of Mystery and Stella Mass, respectively. And Dermot Weld's got an interesting card by Shamardel as well, the top one, Almanara. So, really intriguing race. I think the video archives are very much going to be in full use watching this race back time and time again. But I'll stick with Cole Porter. The yard had five winners the other night, including a couple of two-year-old winners, so let's stick with an informed stable.
And on to the second race next, the 250. This is a fillies race over 7 furlongs for two-year-olds that have not run before the 1st of June, that are EBF eligible and have not placed first, second or third in a group or listed race. How High the Moon is the 9-4 market leader. Camellia Japonica is the 3-1 second in. It's 9-2 for Santa Monica. Adelina is 8-1 with Creme de la, and it's 12s or bigger for the others. Again, and it's effectively a maiden here. None of them have won a race yet. So who do you side with in there?
Yeah, well, we've got another shortest price favourite here in the shape of How High the Moon, filly by Fastnet Rock, in the same colours as Diamonds and Rubies, of course. So hopes will be high that horse can follow in the safe hoof prints as that particular filly. But we've got a couple of horses who have already shown a reasonable standard of form already, and one of them is Jamelia Japonica, a filly by Zoffany, trained by Joseph Murphy, who rather outrun her odds first time out in a decent maiden won by Leafy Shade. And I quite like the way she kept on in the latter stages of that particular contest, certainly suggesting that she would require an extra furlong or two throughout the remainder of her career. And being she's got plenty of stamina also on her dam side, being out of a mare by that real strong stain King George winner Dale Army, this would be absolutely ideal for her today. It's just the experience over the track that tips the balance in Jamelia's Japonica's favour. It might well be that the favourite's good enough to win on the first time of asking, but when I've got a bit of horse who's already shown a good aptitude for racing and over the track as well, that's usually the way I like to go here at the Curragh. So I'm not going to break that trend here. I'm going to go with Jamelia Japonica.
Sticking with the form in the book there, then the 320 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs, and Ulala heads the market at 6-1. 7-1 for Your Pal Tal, Captain Cullen another at 7s, as is Frozen Lake and Gregoria. Three Bells is 8-1. It's 10-1 for Cash or Casualty, and It's Harry's Girl, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. As the betting suggests there, Andy, 6-1 the field this morning. Quite an open handicap.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. Yeah, certainly a race where you can give four or five a shout, and you probably still wouldn't even come up with a winner. Interesting that Captain Cullen, once again, his favourite. He always seems to be at the head of a market in most of his races nowadays, but he just finds winning very, very difficult, this horse. He has only got one particular run style. He usually has to try and track the pace and swoop to conquer late. Unfortunately, that run didn't materialise until very late on in his last race, and that was, unfortunately, just basically the story of his life. Have a nice day, got first run on him, and once again he was languishing in second. Still a good effort by this horse. He's still remaining in a fairly consistent form, but just in behind him that day was Three Bells. Now, I do think Patrick Downey's Shards have got every chance of running another solid race here at the Curragh. Obviously, that form looks fairly solid, and Three Bells, not for the first time, has run really well at this track. He's got a very good draw today. I will stipulate that I think the horses that are drawn on the far side, i.e. in the low stall positions, might have a bit of advantage here around the bend here at the Curragh. They tend to race over them on the far side rail, and those that are drawn high often at a disadvantage. So with Captain Cullen drawn in stall 13 and Three Bells in drawn in stall 3, as you can see where I'm coming from, it might well be that these two finish in a totally different order. I would have gone for Frozen Lake here. He would have been the automatic choice. I do quite rate John Ox's charge, but stall 15, that'll certainly be a very difficult bridge for him to cross there, even though he's top of my speed figures, and I do think he's going the right way. So on this occasion, I think the draw is going to play a significant role, and I'll go with a horse that ran really well here in a similar race to this last time out. And that's Patrick Downey's Three Bells, and he's available back at around about 8 to 10 to 1 this morning.
On to the big race of the afternoon next, the 350. This is the Phoenix Stakes, which is a Group 1 for 2-year-old colts and fillies. It's over 6 furlongs. I say colts and fillies, the only filly in the lineup has just come out Most Beautiful. So we've suspended betting at the moment. It will be back up shortly, I'm sure. But I imagine Burattino and Air Force Blue, the Coventry 1-2, will be up there at the top of the market. Andy, do you see it between the two here?
Well, they certainly set a good standard. I don't necessarily think they'll have it between them, because I do fancy one horse to rather upset the apple cart to a degree, but it's a real body blow, that is. Not only have we lost the only filly in the lineup, Most Beautiful, would have been really nice to see her, how she would have got on against the colts. It's also mean that the dead out runners now comes with the Sad Seven. Absolute nightmare for those of us that fancy painted clips, because he looked as though he'd certainly be capable of outrunning his odds yet again. He's very much the kind of unsung hero of Aidan O'Brien's two-year-old so far this season, largely due to the fact that perhaps he was a bit of a surprise winner, and not only second time up, but on his third start when he won the Railway Stakes. He was very much an unconsidered horse on that occasion. The market very much dominated at Logout Island, of course, Rockaway Valley. And both of those two horses are disappointed, but shouldn't take anything away from this Cowboy Camford Cliffs, who once again knuckled down to the task, got the job done, and to be fair, he won going away. His last two speed figures have been very good. Clearly the blinkers have worked the oracle with his horse after a poor run first time out behind his stabber companion Air Force Blue. So he would have been he's still the choice, but so 5-6-1 this morning with the eight runners, he looks an absolute fantastic each way bet. Certainly think, as I mentioned, Burattino, Air Force Blue, the two to concentrate on the front end of the market. Burattino, of course, won the Coventry, hasn't been seen out since. But there is a school of thought to think that Air Force Blue, who finished second that day, probably has got a good chance of turning the tables with the fact that he's now got that experience under his belt. Don't forget, he went to the Royal Meeting with just one run behind him, whereas Burattino had already had 5 starts. So this is a really intriguing event today. I think whoever wins this is obviously going to be right up there at the top of the pecking order with regards to juveniles. And hopefully Painted Cliffs can certainly do him, himself justice, as he has done in his last 2 starts.
Painted Cliffs, the selection for Andy then in the Phoenix Stakes. Moving on to the 420 next, which is the Phoenix Sprint Stakes, a Group 3 contest over 6 furlongs. Anthem Alexander is the 9-4 market leader, 11-4 for Matt Moo, 7-2 for Marek. Toscanini is 7-1. It's 9s for Fort Deloro, 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. Interesting races, as you mentioned, Andy. Several high quality sprinters in there. Who do you side with?
Yeah, I mean, this is the race that I've been sort of waiting for quite a while. I've been waiting for Fort Deloro to make her eagerly awaited appearance since she won that maiden back here on the 7th of June at the Curragh. I mean, she was wildly impressive that day. Anyone who does speed figures and watches racing intently will come away thinking that they've seen a very, very good smart filly that day. The day when she won that maiden, she compared favourably with A&Nippy on the same card, Joe Lyons' charge, who He's definitely a Group 3 stroke Group 2 performer. She not only ran the fastest overall time, but she beat Joe Lyons' charge on the sectionals as well from three out. So I quickly marked this horse down as a filly and a sprinter to follow. And Edward Lynham, of course, has got an embarrassment of riches in this department. Not only has he got Ford Deloro here, he's got Belmont Mass, but also he's got Anthem Alexandra. It'd be interesting to see how Edward actually sees these horses at home and whether he's ever worked them before. I'd imagine Ford Deloro's certainly got the capability to keep off, if not match Anthem Alexandra in many of her homework, because she's got a beautiful cruising speed. The only problem is with Ford Deloro today, considering she's running in her first start in group company, she's got a terrible draw. Regular watchers of racing here at the Coral recognise that the standside rail is very much the place to be, so the higher the number, the better your chances, arguably. So it'll be a Herculean performance, not only for her to win a Group 3 following just two runs, but to win from stall one. I'm certainly not going to write her off if she doesn't win today for Deloro. But from a selection point of view, I've got to go with Anthem Alexandra just on this occasion. Her speed figures have also been of a very high standard. And her last two runs, even though she's been in defeat, she's been behind the mighty Muhura, of course, who runs in the Maurice de Guise this afternoon. That form of the July Cup has taken so many good positive jumps since that performance that it's probably the race worth staying on the right side of the likes of Tropic, East Impact, and of course Muffmere all running that race. So it's absolutely going to kill me to desert Fort Deloro, but I shouldn't desert it for the rest of the season. But on this particular occasion, because of the draw, I'm going to go with stable companion Anthem Alexandra.
Anthem Alexandra for today then in the 4.20. The 4.50 is the sixth race on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile. And 18 Summers, well backed at the top of the market, 9-2 into 7-2. 11-2 for Romiak. Bishan Bedi is 6-1. 7s for Kings Riker and Katimovic. It's 8-1 for Muffrad and 11s or bigger for the others. The top four in the betting there, and the all last time out winners. So who comes home in front this afternoon?
Yeah, interesting that bookmakers have made 18 Summers favourite here. Obviously very impressive the other night when coming off the back of very strong faction to win in the style of a horse very much on the up. But what you've got to recognise is that 18 Summers does run that track particularly well. Cork, you have a look at its main three victories in its career. They've all come at that flat right-handed venue. Now, this course obviously is totally different. Even though he's got decent form here, it's certainly not as good as the form that he's shown at Cork. That said, he's certainly going to be a contender here, because he obviously comes in here in excellent heart. But we've also got Romiak, who was probably one of the most impressive winners seen at the Galway Festival last week. He won by 3 1/4 lengths, but he went through the field as if the others were standing still, round in the home bend at Ballybrick the other day. That was in the first time blinkers. If the blinkers worked for the second time, then Romiak's got to have a major chance. But on this occasion, I'm going to go with Kings Riker here from the Mickey Halford stable. Mickey's got a tremendous record with horses over the straight mile here at the Coros. Horses such as Hassan all over the years have certainly graced this particular turf in these kind of races. And I quite like his profile, Kings Riker. He finished third the other day beyond Unsinkable at Navan when he probably just didn't quite stay the trip. But given fast ground and a positive ride, the other day at Nace, he posted a really fast speed figure and beating two informed three-year-olds, Hurricane Cass and Nixangai. And I think that form is excellent. He's got a good draw here today. He's drawn right on the far side rail, so he's obviously going to be racing prominently again. I see bookmakers have got him in at 8-1 this morning. I think that's a decent each-way bet for Mickey Halford's Kings Riker. So let's go with him in the 4.50.
Kings Riker each way in the 4.50 for Andy then, and moving on to the final race this afternoon. This is the 5.20. We finish here with a 5 furlong nursery, and the market headed by No, who's 2-1, 5-2 for Dr. Doro, 5-1 for Kiltiri Pier. Jealous Beauty is 11-2, 13-2 for Touch of Frost, and China Eyes, the outsider of the field, at 10-1. Who do you side with in the lucky last?
Yeah, trap a little concluding race here, this nursery. Obviously, quite a few of these have yet to get the head in front, which makes life difficult, and quite a few of them are going to improve significantly as the year goes on. The one I quite like here is David Watchman's filly, No, who's had the three runs. She was slightly disappointing on her first two starts, but she stepped up to the plate last time out in quite a good maiden down in Nace. It went the way of the very highly touted and well-backed Bear Creek from the Joe Lyons stable, who justified odds and favouritism. But back in third was a horse called Dolce Straga, who won, of course, a Tipperary of the night, lowering the colours of several fancied rivals in the process. But I thought Now ran really well that day. Not only was it a good eye-catching run, she did it from stall 12 as well, right out on the outside, all the pace was over on the far side, but she came with a swooping late run. She went by most of the field apart from the winner, and she was the only one to offer any resistance to the to that bear cheek, who I think we're going to be hearing quite a few things of in the future. She's obviously only got one short, sharp run, but that should be seen good enough to take this race if she can put it into practice here. So I was quite taken by that performance by No last time out, and we know that Yard, of course, David Watcherman, is in fantastic form at the moment.
No, for Andy then. In the lucky last, let's just have a quick summary as usual, Andy, if you'll speed us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, hopefully it should be a good viewing day here at the Curragh, if nothing else. Two maidens to kick off with, so no really strong views here. First race, I'll obviously go with Cole Porter from the red-hot stable of Aidan O'Brien. I'll go with the form horse in the 250, Jamelia Japonica, who ran well here on debut over a furlong shorter. In the 320, I'll take a chance at Three Bells, has got a good chance of turning the form around with Captain Cullen in that 7 furlong handicap. It's a real shame that we've lost the filly in the race, the 350, not only because she was obviously very progressive, but now we're left with 7 runners. Paint Eclipse would have been the automatic each-way choice. But either way, despite only 2 places on offer, I still think he'll run well there in the Phoenix Stakes. In the big race of the day, I think Edward Lynham holds all the aces here. I certainly think whatever Fort Deloro does from stall one today, she'll improve upon for the rest of the season. But on this occasion, maybe Stabber Companion and Anthem Alexander might just hold sway. My best bet on the card at the prices this morning is King's Riker each-way in the 450. And in the final race, the top weight here, No, ran a really good race in a hot maiden down in Nace last time out and might have the form good enough to take that final race.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the Curragh this afternoon.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.